Blog Talk Radio.
Take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather, live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness. Oh. Stand for righteousness.
And be counted,
among them that shall reign with Him.
Hey, oh,
stand,
Reverence
our Lord.
Oh.
Stand with your all.
And believe,
He shall receive His own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand, stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh,
stand for righteousness.
For those out there listening in live, I'm Lady Diane Shaw, Prophetess Shaw, and I am so happy to be with you on this Thursday, September the 16th, 2021. Amen. Well, you're listening to David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and I believe I have a word for you on this evening. Amen. I'm going to be talking about hearing God but not obeying His voice, as well as talking about seeing the light but choosing the darkness. Amen. So I believe you're going to be blessed. Again, I'm Lady Diane Shaw, and my husband is Elder David Ambrose Shaw. And we're with David and Diane Ministry and Friends. He comes on Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then we have a minister out there, Minister Andrew in Los Angeles. He comes on Friday. Amen. I believe he's at 6 p.m. I hope that's correct, 6 p.m. West Coast time. Praise God. So let's get started. I want to pray. Amen. And for those of you that are listening for the first time, welcome. Don't be strangers. We want you to make yourself at home and come by here. We are all about God's business. Amen. Preaching, teaching, and sharing the word of God. Amen. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first we want to just acknowledge you for being who you are, which is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are our God. You are our Father. You are the creator of all things. Lord, you are the true source of light and wisdom. Lord, you are the originator of all things that exist. Thank you for calling me on this evening, on this day, this night of faith, planting your word in my heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray and I thank you for allowing me to be a vessel for your glory. Lord, thank you for calling me to your service on this evening, giving me the ability to share an inspired word, anointed word by you. Lord, Father God, I just thank you. Now, Lord God, I pray for the listeners, those that are near or far, those that are listening live, and I pray for those that may even be listening through the archives. I pray that their eyes be open and their ears to hear and give them a heart to receive. Lord God, use this message, Father God, to bring someone from the dark and into your marvelous light. I decrease that you may increase, Lord God. Have your way. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we will continue to give you all the praise and all of the glory. Allow your anointing to flow even through the airways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, praise God, everyone. I see you out there. Amen. So happy you're joining us, those that's out there from Facebook, Blog Talk, Twitter, Skype. You know, we have people listening from all around the world. Amen. We can see you right here in the studios, those that's calling in. Amen. And we just want to thank you. Amen. We appreciate your support. Praise God. I won't be before you long, and I believe when I have a 1 hour segment here, and I'm going to open up the lines to give you time to comment and just share how the Lord has blessed you through this word. Amen. So again, I'm excited about the message. The Lord has been really dealing with me and giving to me, downloading in my spirit about the light and the darkness, you know, and I was just like saying, Lord, how is it that we even that are believers have a hard time, though he has called us out of the darkness into the light, yet still we have this, we gravitate sometimes still to the darkness. And it just is amazing. How is it that we who have been saved, who have tasted the goodness of the Lord, you know, it said taste and see that the Lord is good. So we've tasted the goodness of the Lord. We know about his blessing. We know about how he's delivered us. We know about how he's healed our body and all this. But yet and still we see the darkness, and we seem to like want to go tiptoe on the other side of the track, you know, and it's not always good for us. Amen. So I want to talk about that, and then I want to really, really shine the light on the fact on for those of us who hear God's voice. We hear God. We hear God say no, or we hear God saying yes, but we don't obey. We don't obey. So I want to shine some light and give and pray to God that some of us become convicted to whereas we begin to sincerely hear and obey. Amen. Hear and obey. There's a blessing. There is a great blessing as believers for us to be able, number one, to hear God. But then there's even a greater blessing when we hear God and obey what God says. Amen? Amen. So we're going to be talking about what is the relationship between hearing and obeying. Hearing and obeying. Hearing and obeying. It doesn't take much reflection to look at this as we look at, I can be a hearer of the word, but not obedient, not a one who obey the words. Amen. Let's talk about how many of you out there have children. How many of you have children, small or young or old? How about some of these adult children? So do you have children who hear and immediately obey? How many times growing up, you as a child, when your parent would tell you do something, don't do this, come in this sometime, you hear it, but do you always obey? Those of you that have employees or those of you that work, you hear someone, you give someone instruction on how to do something, and the question is, do they carry out what you told them to do? And what about yourself? We all hear, but we don't obey. Not even when someone's speaking in authority. I'm talking about God. So what we're going to be talking about on tonight is Luke, as we focus on the requirements and promises that Jesus gives to us. What does it take to be a disciple? Jesus spent a lot of time with his disciple, and he was teaching them. They wasn't just with him. He was teaching them through his actions. Amen? He was teaching them. Jesus raises the stake to his disciple, and he talks about how, as our Lord says in Luke chapter 6:46, why do you call me Lord? They were saying, calling him Lord, 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 and not do what I tell you to do. They were really quick to call Jesus Lord with a capital L. But they were hesitant to follow. Are you with me? We call on the name of the Lord. We say, Lord, Lord. But to put God in that place of reverence and respect and authority, we must be willing to obey. Amen, someone. Amen. So Jesus, the Son, he's the Son of the Most High, hear and obey. In Luke chapter 19 through 21, tells us of Jesus, mother and brother coming to see him. And we have Mark. Mark tells us, in the book of Mark, tells us that they are concerned he is out of his mind. But Luke leaves out the details when he teaches in his book, focusing instead of the theme of hearing and obeying. Amen? Hearing and obeying. See, there's a lot of people out there that hear the call, that hear God. I don't care who you are. There's a light, and I've been talking about this. You know, when God created everything, he created the light and he created the darkness. And because God is the creator of all things and he made men, God put a part of himself inside of us. Why do you think that is? Well, I want to believe that God put a part of himself in us, especially when he made us in his image, so he can communicate with us. So that when he can speak to us, we can hear. I believe that what he's given a lot of us is a conscious, but also there's a part of us that have a light. To whereas when God communicates, you can hear God. Now, you may say, and scholars might say, well, you know, you can only hear God if you feel with his spirit. But God made it a way where it's only thing that separates you and I from God is what? Sin. Sin. There is a wedge between us, a gulf. between man and God. And what that is sin. But God has made a way that you and I can still connect to him through repentance. Through repentance. We know that we are distanced from God. We know that sin, we all know that sin separates us from God. But we also have to know that when we hear God calling us or telling us, no, don't do that. Listen, I'm talking from experience. I grew up, as a rebellious child. Whatever my mother told me to do, for the most part, I was doing the opposite. I was just that child. That was me. And I remember my mom saying, one day I hope you have children. Some of you might have that same mom. Might say the same thing. I hope you have a child that will, I hope you reap what you sow. I hope you have a child that is just as, that talk back like you talk back. And, well, let me tell you, my first boy was Anton. And sure enough, that boy, when he would be sometime talking back or I tell him to do something, he didn't do it, I saw my reflection. And I said, my mother said it was going to come back on me. But what I'm pointing out to you is, even as a child of God, I'm talking to you now, how many times have you known that you knew that God was speaking to you and talking to you and warning you, and what did you do? You did the opposite. You did the opposite, exact opposite. But here it is. Here's the thing, though. I do know. Even it's just a sin nature inside of us. Because even a baby, and I think if Brother Andrew, if you out there, you can relate. It's because he has a small child. Here it is, like, where did you learn just to be disobedient? It's like, don't touch the fire, don't do this. But somehow, even as a child, after the parent has told them, don't do that, no, don't do that, somehow that child gravitates to, I'm going to do it anyhow. But in the kingdom, God always warns us. And that's love, y'all. That's love. God will always be warning you, speaking to you before you do anything crazy. He's telling you, no, don't do that. Or he's saying, now go do this or, you know, say this. And this is a thing we have to understand. When we do opposite, hear what I'm getting ready to say to you now. Catch it. You ready? When we do opposite of what God tells us to do, what do you think happened? Don't you know God is already in your tomorrow, your next week, next month, next year? Don't you know God already know what's going to happen before it happened? So he's like flashing a yellow light, red light. No, don't do this. And the word of God is full of don't do. The word of God, starting even with the Ten Commandments, the word of God is things, the voice of God telling us what to do and what not to do. And when we don't do those things, we cross over, guess what happens? You're going to get a spiritual butt whooping. There is a consequence when we don't obey God. When we hear God, you heard God, and then you chose to not obey. Now, that's something. To hear God. God has given us a lamp. There's a lamp. There's a light. There's a light. And in this light, it's a light that God wants each one of us to keep burning until the ends of time. And what sin does is sin began to just put out our light. And we have an enemy. We all know who that enemy is. Now, the enemy knows his time is running out. So what he's trying to do is drown out the voice of God, get you caught up with all this thing that's going on in the world, get you so focused on your job, on your career, even on your relationship, on this and that, that you miss hearing what God is saying in this hour. Oh, yeah. Keep you so caught up. God tells us in his word to put aside filthiness of the flesh. He tells us to love not the world nor the things that are in the world, for the love of the Father is not in you if you do. This is what God's word is saying. He says this. Now, in return, once God speaks his word, whatever God is saying to you, we have to obey. He says, if you love me, obey me. That's deep, huh? I'll just put on Facebook. I'm telling you, I love God. I really love God. I love the Lord with all my heart. I can give up everything else, but I just don't want to give up my relationship with God. But in return of loving God, when you love God, he puts expectation. It's like, listen, can we keep it real? It's like a relationship between a man and a woman. You love me, but your action has got to equal what love is. What does love look like with your relationship with God? What does your love look like with your relationship with your spouse? God expects us to back our love up with obedience. If I could just keep it plain, back it up with obedience. We see two examples in the book of Luke. Luke then underlines these truths through two stories. There were two stories. He emphasized the authority of Jesus, and both emphasizes some of the aspect of hearing and obeying. You better hear what I'm saying. There's a lot of people going to miss out because they heard, but they did not obey. People going to bust hell wide open. This ain't the type of conversation people won't want to hear. I don't want to hear all that hell stuff. Don't preach that to me. God is a God of love. Yes, he is. But God is a just God. What's a just God? He is a righteous judge. When God judges, he judges righteously. But God's a fair God. He's a compassionate God, loving Father. And it is not God's desire that anyone will perish. But God gives each and every one of us, he's fair, an equal opportunity. He's an equal opportunity God. Yeah. He gives each and every one of us an equal opportunity to hear him and to make that change. Amen? Hear God. I hear you hear God. You know you hear God. It's a still voice. God's not loud. God's gentle. You hear God. Part of it is your conscience. You will hear God. How many times did some of you hear something whereas you go to the store and you perhaps pick up something and you realize, oop, I didn't pay for that. You know, those are little small things. Oh, that ain't nothing. And for me, either I'm going to take it back or I'm going to like, if I get home, I'm like, oh, you know what? I do crazy things like this. I leave my change or whatever. We got to find some kind of way to make it right when we've done wrong. Okay? We got to understand that God is a righteous God. He's a holy God. And in him there is no darkness. So there's nothing that we should be doing in the dark. There's nothing that we should be doing, nothing that we should be talking about that's in the dark, because God is that light. If there's something, I've been talking about the light and darkness. You see the light. You know where the light is. And if we choose the dark over light, or we choose not to obey once we hear. That's a choice that we've made. God didn't make you disobey him. God didn't make you go into the dark and to leave the light. We did that. Amen? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. The man from whom the demons, we're talking about, this is in Luke, the demons had gone and begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away saying, in verse 39, return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. And he went away proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. What happened in this story? We're talking about hearing. Once he was delivered, the demons was cast out of him. He told him, Jesus said, now return home and declare how much God has done for you. Okay, let's turn that around. Let's make this personal. Once God has delivered you, and I'm going to tell you something, for some of us, we are ashamed. People become ashamed to talk about their past, or people become ashamed to talk about what God has delivered you from because you don't want them to look at you a certain way. Well, guess what? That person don't live there anymore anyhow. So we don't have to be worrying about what anybody think about us. All we need to do is obey the word of God. Why? God delivered you. So since God delivered you, as he said with the man with demon, now go. Go and tell them what I did. Go. Return back and tell what I've done for you. Jesus did not deliver that man with those demons, get the demons out for him to like, okay, I'm good. I'm going to go ahead and live my life. No, he returned. He said, now go return back and tell them. Why? And he said, he went away proclaiming. This man was obedient. He went away proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. That's a testimony. That's a testimony. When God saved you, that wasn't something for us to keep to ourselves. We have a family of unsaved people, a neighborhood, a community of people in our lives that God has told us how to reach out to these people, but we don't obey. Now, understandably, this man really, talking about the man that was delivered from demons, this man really wants to go with Jesus. This man, after he was delivered from the demons, he's like, I'm getting ready to follow Jesus. He was like, I'm getting ready to be one of the disciples. He's like, I'm clean now. He was ready to go with Jesus. Jesus has called many others to come and follow him, but instead, Jesus gives this man a task. Can you see that? Jesus had a lot of people following him, but he gave him an instruction. He gave him a task. He said, speak of what God has done. Go speak. Go tell everybody. Be my agent in this area. Now get this. He may not have been somebody that was walking side by side with Jesus, but he still was a part of the plan of what Jesus was doing. He said, I'm still using you. I'm just using you in another area of the kingdom. Be an agent. So he does exactly that. This man was obedient, proclaiming throughout the city what God has done through Jesus. This man didn't know much. He didn't know much. This man wasn't a scholar. This man had no pedigree. This man, all he knew was he had demons, demons, demons. He didn't know nothing. He was just freed of demons. That's all he knows. Like, all I know is I don't got the demons no more. How many of you can relate to that? How many of you been delivered from crack cocaine, alcoholism, or whoremongering? And all you can say, listen, all I know is I'm not a whoremonger no more. I can't explain it. All I know is I'm not the same person no more. You're not the same person. No more. Jesus had called him out from the dark and brought him into the light. Jesus gave this man a task. Speak what God has done for you. Those were good desires. He wanted to spend time with Jesus, good desires, but Jesus tell him to do something contrary to his desire. Now I'm coming home to you. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. On the contrary, a lot of times we're not doing what we want to do because it's not about us no more. We're doing what God wants us to do. And when you're doing what God wants you to do, you are obeying the voice of God. Man hears, and we are to obey. So the demons hear and obey. The man saved from the demons hears and obey. What about the people of the region or where he was? Well, and then it goes on in Luke chapter 8, verse 35 to 37. It says, then people went out to see what had happened. Can you imagine this? You're talking about somebody just out of their mind. They knew this man was filled with demons, and all they knew is that's all they knew of him. So people are running out to see what happened. They came to see. They came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Okay, clothed and in his right mind. Yeah. He wasn't going around tearing into his body and doing the things that, you know, let's bring it home. How many of you've had situations, you see somebody out there in the street talking to themselves, doing something crazy. Most of the time, you're going to try your best to get as far away from them as possible because you don't know what they're going to do, okay? So this region, this location, they knew of this man. Let's just make it plain. He was crazy. Demons will make you crazy. Hello, somebody. Okay? So then they come in. And what they see he's sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. Read it for yourself, Luke chapter 8, 35, 37. They were afraid because they seen him. He wasn't crazy no more. And how many of you know that sometimes people get used to you being crazy. People get used to you being out of your mind. People get used to you being in your addiction. This is what they know you as. So this is what they classify you as. And when you're trying to be something different, they kind of like looking at you scratching your head because this is how they have defined you. I know I'm talking to somebody out there. They were afraid. Verse 36 talks about, and those who had seen it told them how the demon-possessed man had been healed. Verse 37 talks about, then all of the people of the surrounding country of Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. It's not you and my responsibility on once we tell people of our change, we may be expecting them to accept us. We are looking for them to say, oh, and they're clapping like, let's rejoice with you. Okay, we're talking about people that's still in darkness themselves. So it is not your responsibility or my responsibility. It's not for us to want them, and maybe we want them to, but if they don't, it's okay. What you and I are to do is to obey God, okay? If God is the one that would deal with the people, but you and I, assignment for the hour is to hear God and obey. Did the people of the region hear? Yes. They heard. He told them. He told them and he showed them. They heard what Jesus had done. They heard an accurate report. They also saw with their eyes that the, listen, they heard and then they saw. They saw with their eyes that the man who had been so troubled, who had caused them so much trouble, was now in his right mind. I'm talking to somebody. See, you and I can tell people, I'm not the same man no more. I'm not the same woman no more. But then people hear you, but then when they start seeing you, your actions is equating to the things you said. Because we can say I've changed, but my actions don't. But here we see this man, demon-possessed, that's no longer bringing problems and trouble to the people of his region. So what is their reaction? Thankfulness? Are they praising? No! Jesus has disrupted their lives. After all, some pigs had died. They were more concerned with the fact when Jesus cast the demons out of the man, he sent them into the pigs. He sent them into the pigs. And the pigs ran out and pretty much died, went crazy. So they're looking at the pigs now. They're not even looking at the man that's been delivered. So they tell Jesus. They tell Jesus after seeing this miracle of this man being delivered, they say to him, please, leave us alone. Leave us alone. Let's bring it home. You get saved, you get delivered, and you try to use your little deliverance of what God has done for you to help other people, and they tell you, leave us alone. We want no part of that, Jesus. Let us go back to normal. They're saying to Jesus, leave us alone. Let us go back to normal and pretend this never happened. We like our lives very much the way they are. Thank you. I mean, these people didn't have any great riches or pleasure by their standards. Nevertheless, the pleasure of this life choked out the word of God. So they asked Jesus, the Son of God, to leave. Jesus was with them, and they told him to go away. Jesus has sent this man who's been delivered to them to tell them what he did. He obeyed. And in exchange, they didn't want no part of it. Some people, let me park this bus for a second, tell you something. Some people don't want no part of that new you. They don't want no part of that changed you. They don't want no part of that preaching you. Some people were satisfied just seeing you in your stupor, okay? You're excited. You think everybody's going to be excited for you, but they're not. But even if they're not, what I'm saying to you, don't get caught up in people not accepting you because you've changed. Your responsibility, my responsibility, is to hear what God tells us to do and what? Obey. Obey. These people wanted nothing to do with this Jesus, even though they saw the miracle, and even though he did something that made their life a little bit more easy because that's one less crazy man with demons running around, but they wanted no part. So we see here they heard him, yet they did not hear him. These people show that it is perfectly possible to be in Jesus' presence, to hear the words of God, to witness a miracle, and yet walk away. They heard him, yet they didn't hear him. They saw, yet they didn't see. The same holds today, y'all. The same holds today. You can be in church. Come on, I'm coming down to your address. I'm coming your way. You can be in church. You can be reading your Bible. You can be doing all the things that all the things you do in the faith. You can be doing all these things, be in church. You can sing worship songs. You can hear biblical preaching. You can, and walk away and not hearing in your heart. You heard with your ears, but you didn't hear in your heart. You can see and yet not see. You can hear and yet not hear. You can see the light, but keep walking in the darkness. You see the light, but you stay in the dark. Take care how you hear. Let the word of God be implanted in you. Accept it with meekness. Acknowledge your sinful ways. We all are born of sin. Acknowledge when you see yourself falling into sin or you see yourself doing things that you know that God has delivered you from. Your hard heart and your tendency to be hard of hearing can hurt you. We must understand that God has called us all out of darkness and into the light. And we all must understand that we have a choice. There is a choice that we make. All throughout the Bible, we see great men and even women of God who God used, and God began to speak to them and speak to them. And there were times that they listened, and there was times when they didn't listen. And when they did not listen, there was always a consequence. There's always a consequence. And I don't know about you, at this day and age in my life, I don't like spiritual whoopings. I don't like whoopings. Maybe when I was younger, oh, yeah, I can take a whooping. Oh, yeah, just, you know. But not now. Life is too short, y'all. Now's not the time to hear God speaking and not obey. It's too dangerous now. We're living in different times, y'all. We're living in different days now. And that one time of hearing or disobeying may be my last, may be your last. We need to use wisdom. And what I mean by wisdom is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When you and I begin to think about that, we say, look, God is real. And God is who he says he is. And when he say do not, we need to take him at his word, do not. When he say do, we need to do, okay? Especially the Bible says to much is given, much is required. For me and many of you out there, you preaching the word, you ministering to people, there's much required of us. So our little spiritual butt whooping is going to be a little bit more harsher than somebody that's like a new convert. You hear what I'm saying? Acts chapter 9, verse 11 said, the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, God is able to give us direction of life and thereby giving your life a meaningful impact. As believers, we should seek to get spiritual clarity to our prayers as we listen for God to speak to us. Every day is a new day, and every day is a new day for God to speak something new. God will use you and use me if we continue to listen and obey. God wants to know if he can trust you enough. Can he give you something and you operate in the spirit of obedience? I'm talking about hearing and obeying. In Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30-32, it talks about, but as for you, son of man, your people who are talking about you by the walls and at the doors of the houses say to one another, come hear the word that comes from the Lord. They come to you in crowds, and they sit in front of you as my people. They hear your words, but do not obey them. For they walk lustfully, and their heart is set on their own advantage. Realize that to them you are like a sensual song, a beautiful voice and skilled musician. They hear your words, but they do not obey them. What that text that I read is saying is Ezekiel was evoking several images of us. And it reminds us of what we can and unfortunately does happen too often, even in today's world. When people go to the house of the Lord, when people go in time of worship, when people come together, what this passage is talking about, we can come together and hear all the preaching word, or we can be in fellowship, and we can walk away and still disobey. Amen. God is calling the people out of a people. That's what he did when he called Moses to take his people out of Egypt. He said, I want a people that will worship me, a people that is set aside. God is calling the people out of a people right now, and the people out of the people out of the people. What I'm saying is, even out of the believers, there are those of us that believe, but God is still calling a people. I believe he's calling an obedient people, because not just people that's hearing God, people that's preaching, teaching, talking about him. We can talk about him, and that's a great thing. Declare God's glory and to talk about it on a mountaintop. But God is calling the people that will operate in the spirit of obedience. And for many of us, we have spent most of our lives disobedient. Nobody can't tell us nothing. Some of us have been in jail. Some of us just have operated in, I don't want nobody telling me nothing. I'm my own man. I'm my own woman. And God is trying to break that spirit of inside of you to be humble, to operate in a spirit of meekness, to when you hear God, that you say, yes, Lord. And there is a cost to follow. There is a price to pay when you say yes. You know what that is? It's called broken. Oh, yeah. There is a price when you really follow God, because sometimes in following God, you have to experience being broken. And you have to say that in spite of my brokenness, I'm still going to trust and follow God. I'm still going to obey God in my brokenness. But somehow, in the midst of our brokenness, in the midst of our obedience, God transforms us in a place to where we can't even imagine. You cannot even imagine where God would take you in your walk and your journey with him when you begin to operate in obedience. And I know from a witness, I know sometimes it's hard to obey. I know it's sometimes hard to want to do things your way. I know. But at the same time, you got to be tired of being sick and tired of flipping and flopping in and out of sin, in and out of the ways of the world. To where, you know what, we've done it your way, devil. I've done it your way. You've had me, and I'm disassociating myself with anything of darkness, anything that would separate me from God. I want, from this point on, any and every, I want all that God has for me. but it's going to come with a price. It's going to come with you saying no to your flesh, no to your own will, and yes to God. You hear what I'm saying? It has to be yay and amen. Amen? It has to be no more excuses. Lord, I'm not going to give you no more excuses. It's yes and amen. And I decree and I declare to you on this evening, on this September the 16th, 2021, when a man or a woman stand up to the place that God wants them to be, and you begin to obey God's very voice, his voice, his word, and you begin to listen to him and not do things your way, you're going to see a part of yourself that you didn't think exist. There's going to be such an anointing on our lives, and I'm speaking for myself too, because what we do is we become at that point in alignment with the Creator of heaven and earth. If you and I can commit to being in alignment with God and obeying his word, you are giving God permission to fully take control of your life. And you're saying, Lord, where you say go, I'll go. What you say, if you tell me to say something, I'm going to say it. If you tell me to be silent, I'm going to be silent. You are now becoming a true agent of the Most High God. And that, my friend, is powerful. Because you're saying, you're moving. You're actually moving in cadence, in oneness with God. That means that there's so many things, so much favor, so many doors that would begin opening in your life because you are trusting God for everything. Can you see that? Can you see how powerful that is? I do, and I want it. How about you? I'm talking about hearing God and obeying God. So I want to challenge you and you and you on this day, September the 16th, 2021, to be that agent of hearing God and obeying God. I don't care how far you are in your walk, where you're a new convert, where you're a pastor, where you are a teacher, where you're a bishop. We all have to obey the voice of God. We all have to hear him and then have the responsibility in obeying him. We all have to be just like that man that was delivered from all those demons, that even though he felt, well, now I'm going to go run and ride with Jesus. No, Jesus said, no, I'm done. You're not going to come with me. But what you are going to do, you're going to go back into your region, and you're going to tell them what I did. How many of you out there with a testimony? How many are out there that God has delivered you from, but yet nobody know? I got some things. I'm talking to myself. How many are out there? But if you're hearing my voice and you're hearing what I'm saying to you on tonight, I'm telling you, God said go. He says go and declare his glory, because somebody out there needs to hear what God has done in your life. It's time that we start hearing God and obeying. And it's time for us to walk in the light, stay in the light, have no affiliation with darkness. Have no communication with the deeds of darkness, because the day, our hour is coming, and God is calling us to a high calling. We've had our fun out there. We've had our backsliding time. We've had our times of ins and outs. Now it's time to pave the way. Wide is the gate of destruction, and narrow is the way. It has gotten narrow, y'all. It's gotten narrow. Narrow. Narrow means you got to walk this thing tight, okay? You got to, the world is calling things that are good, evil, and evil, good. We got to walk this thing in this narrow way what God says is so. Don't get it twisted. Don't let the media, don't let the world, the world's going to change. Their laws are going to change. They're going to say it should be okay for this, a man to marry a man and a woman. And I'm okay. Listen, if this is falling on you and it's your feelings getting hurt, don't shoot the messenger. But all I know is the word of God is true from the beginning to the end. He's the author and he's a beginner. And we all going to have to stand before God and give an account. People have lost their lives for this book. This is a bloody book. There was a lot of wars. People died for the truth. And you and I, we can't be concerned about the persecution or what someone's going to do to us if we say what thus says the Lord. As long as we do it in love. Amen, somebody. So I'm going to open up my mic. I thank you for listening. I'm talking about hearing God, but not obeying. But as of this day, we decree and we declare, you and I, if you're hearing this voice live, or if you're hearing this voice, if you're hearing what I'm saying, you now have a responsibility to obey what God has given you to do. Amen? My mics are open now. If you'd like to speak or make a comment, you can do so right now by hitting one. Amen. Make it very brief because I got a lot of people and I don't want to go over time, but I want to hear from you. God bless you. Your mic is open. Amen. Amen. 323.
Amen. Hello,
your
hello.
Mic is open. Amen. God bless you.
Hey, Lady D. This is Andrew. Thanks for your message today. Like I said, I always love hearing you talk. You know, and a lot of things stuck out to me, this message. You know, I was listening to a message today by T.D. Jakes, and he was saying, you know, always fear a God-fearing man, you know. And, you know, we all got to be that one to be in God. And, you know, like they say, many are called, but few are chosen. So you got to ask yourself, are you chosen? You're called, but are you chosen? So, you know, amen to that. And, you know, just fearing God and being in his word and obeying him. And, man, it was just on-time message, man, big time. Because, you know, a lot of us like to go to church. A lot of us, I talked about this about prayer. You know, lot of us like to go to church and call it. You know, okay, I did my job. I did what I had to do. I went to church Sunday. You know, but what about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Amen. So thanks for the message. And, thanks for just always being on time and sticking your post and bringing the word, and we appreciate you. Thanks again, Lady B.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. That was Minister Andrew out there in Los Angeles. Praise God. If you're on the line, if you'd like to speak or make a comment, you're welcome to press 1, and I will acknowledge you. I'm going to respond to what you said, brother, is that you said many are called, but true are frozen. Many are called, but few are chosen. So here's the answer to that. The way we solidify that we are chosen is through our obedience. The way we are solidifying that we are the chosen one is through our obedience. Amen? Because as I said, everybody can hear, but God's chosen ones will obey. Amen? So praise God. Thank you, Minister Andrew. Amen. 217-652, your line is open. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I praise God. I'm Elder David Shaw. I just wanted to hear that word on today. That's very powerful. God bless you, my love. You brought back a message on today to let us know some things that we need to be mindful of, because we can run around here talking about God this and God that, and yet we're far from him, because we got that day that's going to come when we stand at the gates, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to tell us to depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I know you not. And that's something that we have to be mindful of in the name of Jesus. But let me not go without acknowledging. I thank God and give God praise because he is the head of my life. And I just thank God for the message that you brought forth today, because as we stand on Romans 8:28, we know all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. But as we also look at 8:29, we can see, before I knew you in the womb, I knew you. God knew us before we were even in the womb of our mother's womb.
Yes.
And so that's something to be mindful of, because we ain't here by mistake.
Amen.
You know, God planned for us to be where we are and to go through exactly what we're going through. And despite the fact of what transpired in the Garden of Eden and where man and woman had been cursed because we sinned against God, that's what we have to do, is getting back in righteousness and obeying what God tells for us to do. And when we don't do what God tells us to do, that's disobedience. And we will be held accountable. So thank you for that word, and I thank you for acknowledgement, because God is good all the time.
All the time. Amen. Thank
you.
Praise God. Well, that was Elder David Shaw, my husband. Thank you so much. He's always very, very supportive. Amen. With David and Diane Ministry and Friends, he's always right there. If nobody else is listening, I know my husband is right there. Amen. And I'm getting some response from people on Facebook. What's really neat about our program is that you can call in, but also there are people that click on the link and can listen to it live. So I'm getting some response, amen, to that. So, you know, a lot of times we don't give all those good old, sweet old, lovey, 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 ooh, I feel good. Sometimes we need those type of messages. Sometimes they call it fire and brimstone, that would check us. You know, God was like, okay, you know, don't get too comfortable. Just letting us know to stay alert, keep watching, keep praying, amen. Don't get off your post. Don't get passive, because we do have an enemy that's out there waiting for us to, waiting to devour us, amen. So continue, saints of God, to submit to God, number one, and resist the devil. We sometimes say resist the devil and he will flee. He ain't going, you cannot resist the devil if you're not submitting to God. So I decree on this day, hear God and obey God and walk in whatever he's called you to do and be blessed. I thank you for listening. I want to pray, Father God, we thank you again for another day, another evening. I pray for every soul that's listening. I pray a special blessing of healing over them. Father, I ask you that you keep your angels of protection over every person, household, their families. And Lord God, continue to keep us safe, heal our bodies. We pray for those that are out there that's experiencing the hurricanes and the different things that's going on all throughout the world and even in other countries. Lord, we pray for them, and we thank you. We give you praise, and we give you glory in your mighty, mighty, precious name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you, and go in peace.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story. But I don't have that kind of night. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and say, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, oh, my mule, I feel like shouting right now. Come to tell somebody, I feel like I'm praising him. Well, help me out, y'all. Oh, I
feel like
praising him. Praising in the morning.
Praising all day long.
Can I feel like I'm everybody now. We're going to go back home and sing it like we used to a long time. I'm going to praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music come. Oh,
I'm going to praise the Lord.